Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to It's Okay to Not Be Okay, your daily dose of real talk, relatable stories, and a whole lot of heart. I'm Sienna Cruz, your host and hype woman extraordinaire, here to remind you that it's absolutely okay to not be okay sometimes, but it's also super important to celebrate the good stuff. Today, we're diving deep into something truly powerful. Cultivating gratitude and appreciation for this beautiful, messy present moment. Ever feel like life is just a whirlwind of to-dos and deadlines, leaving you feeling stressed and overwhelmed? You know that feeling when you're so focused on what's next or what happened yesterday that you miss out on the magic happening right now? Let me tell you something. This present moment is all we've got. It's the only time we truly exist, the only space where our dreams can take shape, and the only place where genuine joy can be found. But sometimes, it takes a little conscious effort to really savor it. So, let's get down to business and unlock some serious gratitude vibes. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate the appreciation for the present moment. 1. Shift your focus. It's so easy to get caught up in a comparison game, scrolling through social media and yearning for what others seem to have. But trust me, that's a recipe for unhappiness. Instead of focusing on what's missing, try shifting your attention to the amazing things already present in your life. Think about your cozy bed, a warm cup of coffee, or even the sound of laughter from someone you love. These seemingly small things can bring immense joy when we truly appreciate them. 2. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is like hitting the pause button on autopilot and truly being present in each moment. Take a few deep breaths, notice the sensations of your body, and listen to the sounds around you. It's amazing how quickly our minds can wander, so gently guide your attention back to the now whenever you find yourself daydreaming or worrying about the future. There are tons of mindfulness apps out there that can help, but even just a few minutes of focused breathing can make a world of difference. 3. Gratitude journaling. This is like giving your brain a daily dose of positivity. Every day, write down 3 things you're grateful for, no matter how small they seem. It could be anything from a beautiful sunset to a kind gesture from a stranger. Seeing those blessings written down can truly shift your perspective and boost your overall mood. 4. Express your appreciation. Don't just keep those good feelings bottled up inside. Share them with others. A simple thank you can go a long way, so make it a habit to express gratitude to the people who bring joy into your life. Tell your loved ones how much they mean to you, compliment someone on their amazing work ethic, or even just send a quick text expressing appreciation for a friend's support. 5. Savor the little moments. Life is full of tiny joys that often get overlooked amidst the chaos. Take a moment to truly appreciate the warmth of the sun on your skin, the taste of your favorite meal, or the feeling of a good book in your hands. These little moments add up and create a tapestry of happiness when we pay attention to them. Think about a time when you were genuinely lost in a moment, maybe dancing at a concert, laughing with friends, or simply enjoying a beautiful sunset. What made that experience so special? Remember that feeling. Now, how can you bring more of those moments into your everyday life? Imagine this. You're walking through the park, and you stop to admire a vibrant flower blooming in the middle of the sidewalk. You take a deep breath, noticing the scent of fresh air and the gentle breeze rustling the leaves. In that moment, you feel a sense of calm and appreciation for the simple beauty surrounding you. D. It's all about making a conscious effort to notice the good things, big and small. So, my beautiful souls, remember this. Cultivating gratitude is a superpower. It has the power to transform your perspective, boost your happiness, and create a life filled with more joy and meaning. Now go out there and make today amazing. Share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder about the magic of the present moment. Leave us a review if you loved it, and join our conversation on social media using hash It's Okay to Be Not Okay. See you tomorrow for another dose of real talk and heart-to-heart connection.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.